This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Cavendon Luck by Barbara Taylor Bradford, read by Anna Bentinck.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. The Inghams and the Swans, 1938. Predictions. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Old English nursery rhyme. Chapter 1. Cecily Swan Ingham stood on the outside steps of the office annex at Cavendon Hall, glancing around. What a change in the weather, she thought. From a gloomy, overcast morning, it had become a radiant afternoon. Blue sky, no clouds, brilliant sunlight filtering through the leafy trees. A perfect day in late July. A smile of pleasure touched her face fleetingly. Walking down the steps and crossing the stable yard, she headed for the dirt path through Cavendon Park, which led to Little Skell Village. Cecily thought suddenly of her son's birthday earlier in the month as she strode ahead. It had poured with rain that day and spoiled their plans for the garden party. The celebration was held indoors in the end. She couldn't help wishing it had been a glorious day like this.